This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've been chatting about Albert Breer from Monday Morning Quarterback, SI Prime Video, does the hits on Thursday nights, making some comments about the Browns. And earlier on, we were talking about Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry. He says, unless cataclysmic things happen, he's hearing the Haslams will bring back the head coach and the football guru for next year. Then he talked about he's hearing the Browns have changed their plan a little bit with quarterback and that they will bring in competition for Deshaun Watson in the quarterback room. I hate that idea.
Don't you think that's an easy thing for him to find out, though, now where you're sitting here? If somebody gave him that information.
Yeah.
But that's like saying whatever I say at the podium today is true, right? But as soon as I walk off the podium, I might change my mind. Or something could change.
Well, let's go with it because he got it from somebody.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, I mean, like.
So you and I, are, I think you, me, most Browns fans, our thought is this. Hey, the Deshaun Watson thing didn't work out. So who's the starting quarterback next year? That's what I'm comfortable with. The idea that Deshaun is going to compete with somebody to be the starting quarterback and the Browns are going to go down this path again, a guy who hasn't played like he was the guy in Houston and who hasn't played more than 7 games in any of the 3 years he's been here, enough, right? Enough. So I threw out some names last segment of you want somebody who's going to be the starting quarterback? But try selling, you're going to come in and compete with Deshaun Watson to these guys who are free agents, whether they're back with their other teams or not, who knows. But I've seen reports, Russell Wilson to the Browns, one of his choices, you know, hey, likely landing spot, Russell Wilson to the Browns, makes no sense to me. Aaron Rodgers, makes no sense to me. Sam Darnold, I haven't seen reports of that, but he's a free agent. That one makes sense to me. But how are you going to sell that to Sam Darnold? Hey, you were great in Minnesota. Come on in here and compete with Deshaun and maybe sit. And we know we're going to have to pay a lot to get you. That doesn't make any sense. Jameis Winston, that makes sense, except for come back in and compete after you did a better job than Deshaun here.
Yeah, what's the competition for him?
I don't know. So I have several other veterans, and we just got a phone call from a guy who didn't want to say anything on the air, but he said, add Justin Fields to the list.
Sure.
He's on a separate list. It's coming up in a second.
All right, doesn't it bother, like this whole conversation, and I know where you're going with you next, so I know we're going to get there, but doesn't the entire conversation bother you that the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns next year could be driven by dollars and not talent? That's what bothers me the most about the situation that they're in right now. And it's not like the Haslams have ever, like, not spent money. That's the other hard part about it.
There's
like,
just so much tied up in Deshaun.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's not, like, do I think that they would pay them? Yeah, but you get into the, you know, the salary cap, and you get into all these reasons that you're actually thinking that this whole thing is going to be driven by the fact of what you can afford, not who's the best quarterback on the field. That's a really hard pill to swallow for a fan.
The thought, though, Andy, is if you're bringing in competition, can you sell that to a guy coming in? I have three guys you could probably sell that to. You're not going to like this.
Great.
These guys are free agents. There's one of them that I wouldn't actually mind having here. You ready?
Go for it.
And thanks for the music. Andy Dalton. He's not the guy. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oof.
He's not the guy. This is the guy. Carson Wentz.
Oh.
I know. This is what you're going to get if you're looking at bringing in competition. Carson Wentz, might be his best opportunity to be a starter. Has he been good in the past? Yeah. Has he been bad in the past? Yeah. See, this is what that comment by Breer and what he's hearing would lead you to. Then, are you ready? This is the one that's going to make you puke. Okay?
Wait, you mean I have it already?
This is the one that's going to make you puke.
Right now, handsome Jimmy might be the leader in the clubhouse. Boy, that's a...
See? That,
I'm just checking to see if these clubhouse guys are still in the league.
Those keep guys that I mentioned, the first batch, you're not going to get those guys to come here and compete. And they're legitimate possibilities, I think. I don't think you're even going to get Jameis to come back here and compete. Could he possibly compete with his good buddy Deshaun? No, that's not going to work. Sorry, I don't think. You're going to have to move on from Deshaun to get any of those first four guys. And those guys, I think, might be legit placeholders for you. Maybe more with Darnold. Maybe more with Russell Wilson. But again, this is all hypothetical based on some reports and Albert Breer's report.
Okay.
You ready for this list?
It's getting better by the second. Keep going.
This one is intriguing to me, and I wouldn't want to bank on any of these guys. But these are guys you might be able to get here under the little direction of you're here to compete to be the starting quarterback.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, go, go, go.
Zach Wilson, who was a number two overall pick, is now in Denver as the third stringer. Trey Lance, who was a third overall pick and can't beat out Cooper Rush in Dallas right now. Guy who was okay for a while in Washington, Taylor Heinicke. You bring in Taylor Heinicke, you know what you're thinking? Great, can't wait till we draft somebody.
Could be worse.
I'm thinking that on every name you've said.
I know. I'm not beating the drum for any of these guys. Justin Fields. If Russell Wilson is back in Pittsburgh, would Justin Fields ever want to stick around? Why would he?
What's Charlie Fry doing?
Why would he? Mac Jones is backing up Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. Trevor's out. Mac's been lousy there. He was lousy in New England.
Ugh.
Here's one that is off the board that you're not going to...
Please, sell it to me so I really want to hear it. Keep going.
Which rugby player do you have, Jeff?
Yeah.
Kyle Trask, who's backing up Baker in Tampa. These guys are all free agents.
Would have been better off telling me a rugby player named Olaf.
Sam Ellinger in Indy, who looked a little intriguing for a while. Now, see, those guys, maybe not Justin Fields, but I don't think anybody's going to make Justin their starter. Those guys might buy. And by the way, DTR and Bailey Zappe in this conversation too, although DTR is under contract.
So we got that going for us.
It's those.
I'll be honest with you. I'd rather hang with DTR than almost every one of those names. Well, and in fact, all of them.
But those are the types of guys who you might be able to sell on Albert Breer's report. Hey, we'd like you to come in and compete with Deshaun Watson to be the starter. I don't like that at all. What I like is, hey, we're moving on from Deshaun. And Russ, if Pittsburgh doesn't want you, we might. Sam Darnold, here, we're going to pay you to come in here and be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Jameis, you were competent enough in the final games, still to be determined, that we'd like you to come back and be the starter. Aaron, we're willing to let you play while we develop somebody. Other than that, the idea of competing with Deshaun Watson to be the starting quarterback makes no sense to me.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.